Miss any of the Bill and Jessica Show? Want to listen all over again? It's the Bill and Jessica Show podcast. Here's another segment on Power 101.7.
Driving up that 6 a.m. wake up mix. Good morning. It's Taco Tuesday, 6/23, December the 23rd,
2025. I know.
You're waking up with the Bill and Jessica Show.
Good morning. A chance of showers mainly in the morning. Then the sun will come out later on this afternoon. Highs near 50.
2 days away. 2 days away. Hey, keep listening. We do have those Governor's Challenge tickets. We got one more pair to give away this morning. Governor's Challenge, of course, coming up the 26th to the 30th. Jess, you got all the details.
Yes, at the Civic Center. Okay, so over 140 basketball teams will be there. Nonstop action, unforgettable moments. We are your official station again this year. So come on out December the 26th through the 30th at the Civic Center in Salisbury. This is the ultimate basketball showdown.
All right, so keep listening. We are going to hook you up with those tickets. We're going to give them away with the virtual text like we've been doing. I hope you guys have the free Power app. Download it if you don't, because you're basically going to have to record yourself right there on the Power app. You upload it right here to us, and you could be the big wiener.
Yep.
Okay, so easy as that. You can send us a virtual text at any time, or a comment, or a joke, or you just want to say what's up to us, whatever you need. But you just go on the Power app, click on shout out, record yourself, hit upload, and it'll send it right here in the studio. All messages subject to be played on the air. But that's how we've been giving away these tickets, and that's what we're going to do once again this morning. So keep listening out for that. Also this morning, we got one more Christmas dinner in our Twinkletown Showdown. So thank you guys to everybody who participated. The pictures have been beautiful. You guys have been sending in pictures of your Christmas decorations, you know, your Christmas tree, your lights,
so pretty.
Your house, the porch, inside the house,
you
all
guys
over.
Showed out.
Yes. So we got one more Christmas dinner that we will give away this morning. Just keep listening and we'll go ahead and hook you up again with Bill and Jessica Twinkletown Showdown. So it is the 23rd. What do you got left?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
What do you got left to do, Jess?
Everything.
Anything?
Everything.
You got anything left? Are y'all done?
Oh, yeah.
You got your feet up?
Oh, yeah.
You got your feet up already for the holiday?
Oh, my gosh. You know, every year I'm like, no, I got to do better. I got to do better. Literally every single year. Mm. It can't be like this. There has to be a way. There has to be like a mom hack out there or whatever.
A mom hack.
Like, what is it? Tell me, you know, how it all comes together.
Yeah.
Besides December the 24th at midnight.
Well, I always used to say, like, you know, we always went to bed like late, you know, obviously Christmas Eve going into Christmas Day. And every year I'm like, oh, my gosh, if we start earlier, we get this stuff done. We don't have to stay up so late.
That's what I say to myself.
You know, and then every year, here we are.
Yeah, like it never happens that way.
So 1 a.m.
What's the mom hack? The dad hack?
We're still up. So our kids are a little bit older. So I don't know. We'll see how it goes. They are all coming over, you know, for Christmas Day.
All
and
right,
for
so
Christmas
you
dinner.
Have everything Christmas Day.
Yeah, well, today we could possibly be going out to dinner tonight with my mom. And,
nice.
You know, so that's the first thing. I know tomorrow we're going to be doing a lot of cleaning, you know, just getting ready.
Yeah.
We've had some things, some personal things. I don't want to get into all the details, but go on in our house.
Yeah.
Where it's like when it rains, it pours.
Yes.
Like one thing happens and then five other things happen right after that.
Of course. Of course.
Yeah. I mean, we're good. We're fine. And we got a lot of it resolved yesterday.
Yes.
Just FYI. But just like things like, you know, messing up or breaking on us or things that we have to get done just didn't go through right.
Yeah.
And, you know, so. Of course, the Christmas week.
Of course.
You know, so we've been going through that. But hopefully everything will be smooth. I think things are going to get smoothed out today.
Nice. Good.
But it's just SMH.
Yeah.
SMH.
Yeah.
How are you guys doing? Let us know. Send us a virtual text on the Power app. Let us know how you're doing getting ready for the holidays. And what are you doing? You having people over? Doing Christmas dinner? Christmas breakfast, Christmas morning. Looking forward to it.
I've always wondered when people do Christmas breakfast, do they have like a designated person that's just cooking the breakfast and then someone else is organizing all the other things? Like, how are you doing both?
Yeah, you.
How do you do both?
You. The mom and dad hack. You want to know what the hack is?
How's that
Mom
work?
And dad does all. How about that? That's the hack.
No, I think the hack is you have to hire like a personal assistant.
Right.
Say what? That's crazy. Here's what's trending.
We set the trend.
On Power 101.7.
All right, coming up, we got a 47 ABC update. Here are some trending stories this morning on a Taco Tuesday. A man marries a robot in Japan.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, a man held a full wedding ceremony and legally married a hologram character.
Oh, nice.
The marriage certificate was unofficial, but apparently the commitment was very real, and it's making national headlines.
So nice.
A town elects a cat as the mayor. Yeah, a small town elected a cat as the mayor after residents said it couldn't do worse than previous leaders. The cat apparently never showed up to the meetings. I don't have here where, what town. I can probably get. I can probably have some good guesses maybe here on Delmar.
Wow.
You know what, though? There is probably some better cats than some elected officials.
Sure, I already know.
I will say that.
Cats are smart.
A tourist was arrested for cooking pasta in a hotel kettle in Italy. I'm not too positive what a hotel kettle is, but apparently a traveler clogged the hotel kettle with spaghetti, sauce, and meatballs. Hotel staff called the police when the room smelled like the Olive Garden.
Oh, boy.
A man breaks into jail because he missed prison. A former inmate broke into prison because he missed the structure, the free meals, and the friends. He was immediately arrested and oddly relieved.
He missed being there?
That happened in the UK. A woman calls the police because McDonald's forgot her sauce in Australia. A woman dialed emergency services after not receiving dipping sauce. Police arrived. Apparently still didn't get the sauce, was arrested.
He called the po-po.
A thief returns to the crime scene to get his phone in Germany. Yeah, a burglar successfully escaped and came back 20 minutes later because he forgot his phone. He was arrested instantly, by the way. Cows escape a slaughterhouse and go on a city tour in India. A cow ran loose through traffic, markets, and a wedding before briefly being safely captured. Locals cheered like it was a movie hero. In Florida, police say Crocs slowed a man down who tried to run from them. Charges were upgraded to poor footwear choices. A man sues his parents for being born without consent. This happened in India.
Here we go.
A man claimed that he never agreed to be born and sued his parents. The court did not take the case really serious.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, hope not. Couples divorce over fantasy football draft.
No way.
A wife filed for divorce after her husband skipped their anniversary to draft a fantasy football team. The judge, of course, sided with the wife.
Oh, snap.
In France, towns ban loud chickens. Residents complained a rooster was crowing too loudly. A court ruled the rooster could keep yelling because of its rural life. In Spain, a man uses a stolen credit card to buy a lotto ticket. The ticket apparently won big. Police confiscated the winnings and arrested him.
What?
Worst jackpot ever. A parrot helped police solve a crime in Argentina. A stolen parrot kept repeating the thief's name and address. Cops followed the bird's clues and made an arrest. And a guy tries to rob a store with a live snake. Yeah, he attempted to scare employees with
Hell
the snake.
No.
What was it, Jake the Snake Roberts?
Hell
employees
no.
were more annoyed than scared. He was arrested. The snake, of course, was innocent.
So he comes in with a snake?
Yeah. No weapon. Well, I guess you can consider the snake a weapon.
What?
But he came in he's like holding the snake around. I think that's worse than a gun.
Oh, my God.
Shoot.
Oh, my God.
That or just as bad for me.
Stop it.
Come in with a snake, a raccoon.
You're not into
it. I'm out of it. No. No. Burn the whole place down. I'm out
Take
of there.
Take whatever you want.
Take whatever you want. The whole register.